Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby, you don't even.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Usher, babe.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling while she making, making next.
Yeah. Is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. That pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner. She couldn't be a keeper, cause she's such a good
girl.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Dane, Imago Dane, and Thomas Carter. Hopefully everybody has had a wonderful Friday night because I kicked mine off already. Hey, Panaboo.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, you have a voice. I'm so thankful.
I'm talking now. I can talk. Hi, everyone.
Okay. Thomas is tardy for the party. So it's going to be in you right now. So, yeah, I've been drinking a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed. Because I was on Instagram and I saw a couple of pictures and I said, well, this is the kind of night we're going to have.
And still drinking, is it? So, yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Like, I'm out of town. You know, I'm just not really doing anything quite yet. I'm not required to do anything until tomorrow. I've been drinking.
Get Thomas in here.
Hey, Thomas, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm cool. Just chilling. I'm going to watch those.
Oh, man, oh, man. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. Amaj has been drinking. She has been drinking a lot.
She's been drinking a lot of the good stuff and watermelon stuff.
Judging from the pictures, I think it's her go-to guy. It looks like it could be Jose and Coke.
No, actually, tonight. Okay, so y'all know I'm in Charlotte for the Chasing Dreams Entertainment casting call for tomorrow. And my hotel is beside this place called Johnson Jill's. Never been to the place ever in my life. And they have this drink called a flight. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to say it wrong. Firefly tea and lemonade. And y'all, that little drink, you see I had three, and a woodchuck on top of that. And I'm actually drinking the Angry Orchard right now as well. So, yeah. But tomorrow will definitely be a Jose and Coke type of day. So pray for the world. Pray for them because I'm going to be on 1,000 come tomorrow.
What?
Hey, sometimes you got to be a hoe on Coke.
See her. a whole own coat. See, you see?
No. No.
I mean, I don't. Okay.
She said whole own coat.
That's the name of the drink that I like to drink. It's called whole own coke. Jose Cuervo. It's called whole own coke. It's Jose Cuervo and Coca-Cola mixed together.
Whole own coke.
With a lime.
Okay.
Whole coke. Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that the next time that I'm in the bar, which is very rare, very very rare, that I'm going to order one of those just to see if the motherfucker knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, if they don't know, then they don't know nothing about them hoes. So we're going to jump into the first topic. Tonight, we have a group of topics that are just so interesting. This one is actually for the fellas and how they feel about a woman who plays video games with them, who watches football games with them, or basketball games, whatever sport makes him happy on the inside, and she's sitting there watching, and she is actively watching, not asking dumb goddamn questions, but... Oh, I say that like I am a woman who watches sports. But, yeah. So, Tommy, how do you feel about a lady that does that?
Well, just know that as far as I'm concerned, it's a turn on to me. Because I enjoy it. Because it lets me know that you're actually interested in, you know, participating in what I like to, you know, whether watch or do or whatever the case may be. So, like, for instance, I like wrestling, and wrestling is one of those things that just makes me happy. It makes me feel like a little kid. So, you know, hey, listen, everybody got they one thing that makes them just get overjoyous, and when you see it, you get real fucking excited and shit like that. Yeah, that's me when I watch wrestling and shit like that. So,
okay.
You know, at the end of the day, if she can take part into it, if she can take part and learn, you know, because I know that if you're not into it, then I'm not going to be like, oh, why don't you know this or that? No, hell no, I'm not going to be like that. But what I am going to take note is that you actually sat there and you took the time out to learn, you know, about the different characters and what's going on, you know. So that's one of those things. And it goes with, you know, every other sport or every other video game, you know, that they have going on. You know, ladies, learn how to play Call of Duty. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Learn how to play Call of Duty.
Okay, so I have a Call of Duty story.
Oh, goodness.
I will play Call of Duty, even I don't know shit about Call of Duty, but I will play it because I like shoot-em-up bang-bang games and fighting games like Tekken and all of those. Because I know when we were brainstorming in our meeting, which I'm not going to talk about who caused trouble in the meeting, but you asked about, like, Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff like that. No, I'm a shoot-em-up bang-bang type of girl. So, yeah, I'll play some Call of Duty, but I'll also take your attention away from Call of Duty as well. I'm sorry. Yes, I said that out loud.
First of all, it depends
on the person who you're dealing with. Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, I didn't cause any trouble in the meeting. I simply answered the questions that were asked to me while we were having our chat. That's all I did was answer the questions. Now, I don't know how to play Call of Duty, but it seems interesting. I don't have anybody to play with. However, I like the basketball games. The basketball games are fun.
Well, that's good. At least you gave some effort in learning how to play basketball games. That's cool.
They are. I can't never get through a game of Call of Duty. Because I'd be like, I'm not playing anymore. And so, yeah. Come here. And you're not about to play either.
Really? So you're just going to take him away from the game just because you can't play anymore?
Oh, he can.
Selfish of you.
He can, how is that selfish of me? That's not selfish. Not selfish at all. Not at all. That is not selfish. If his focus is not right, then that's on him. Because you can focus while I'm giving you head while you're playing Call of Duty. You can focus. I promise you, you can. But if you lose focus, that's not my fault, is it? Is it my fault? Because I don't feel responsible. And we have a caller on the line already. Oh, yeah. Asshole. Area code 919. Hello, area code 919. Really, darling? Really? You just gonna hit the button by accident and then say no? Really? Okay. We're gonna talk about that later. But, Taylor, welcome back.
Sorry, guys. I'm here.
But, yeah. So, is it wrong that I try to take his focus away from Call of Duty because now I have become... Now, you can save the game. As long as you save the game,
yeah,
I'm good, right?
No, not if you're playing online. You can't save the game.
Oh.
Listen, if we're playing online, like if me and you, we're playing online and you decide to quit, like there's like if you quit, then you automatically lose. So you might as well just go ahead and just play it on, you know, and then just go with that. You know, you still going to get what you want. It just be a little bit later. Just have a little bit of patience.
Oh.
You could be a really, you could be a really good girlfriend, a really good friend, and give him hey while he's playing. I'm not sure how long he's going to actually play, but, you know, that's a great feeling. Like, he, like, you know how, like, sometimes if he gets shot or he dies, he instantly get mad?
Mm-hmm.
He won't get mad at that point in time. He won't, he can't get mad at that point in time. So just think of it as a stress reliever to a certain degree. But don't sit up there and just try to take him away from the game just because you don't want to play. Let that man play just a bit. Trust me, you still going to get what you want. Trust me, and clearly, you do not take no for an answer. So.
Oh, really? We're just going to go back to past shows and talk about how I just don't take no for an answer.
Nope. I'm just simply saying, you know, your persona, you know, your personality doesn't seem like the type that you like to hear no. Like, the nigga say no to you, it's like, cancel a contract, nigga. Your privileges are revoked. You will no longer receive that PDF file.
He's being traded. He's going to get traded to another team.
I don't even know if she want to trade him because she might not pass him off because he said no to her. And it seems like people that she hang with don't like to be told no neither. So, you know, it just fits in the category. I remember that show. All of them seem fucking crazy. Y'all meant to be hang friends.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh right now.
I'm just saying. You know, you're getting upset at that man because he want to play a little bit of time. He want to spend a little bit of time with you. Maybe you might be at his house and he's playing the game when you came over. Spend that little bit of time with him and play that motherfucking game. Don't do nothing else. Just chill. Now, if you want to then you want to just play everybody playing
the game. I do that.
Right. Right. But don't spend time and then be like, oh, well, I'm bored. Okay, nigga, we know you're going to be a little bit bored, but at least put some effort into it. Shit. Don't just die one time and be like, I don't want to fucking play anymore.
No, it's not. It doesn't die. oh, no, there's no guys. There's moments that lead up to it. There's no guys. So, yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to discuss that with you. No.
No. Ladies. What he's trying to say, is during the game.
During the game.
Not a sad puppy. He don't mean that kind of die. He means in the game.
I understand. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
I guess that's okay. I can understand where he's coming from because that's how I am with football. If you come over to my house and I am watching football and you're not really a guy who watches football like that, and there are guys out there in the world who do not watch football, and I'm a football girl. I love it. I'm like a man when it comes to it. Soon as September hits, you know where to find me on Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays. You can pinpoint me.
In the occasional Friday game?
Yeah, in the occasional Friday game, or when stuff start happening, we're going towards the playoffs, you might have a Saturday game. If there's a game on the TV, guess what? I'm watching it. And then don't let my team be playing.
Okay, so I got a question for you. You subscribe to the NFL
yeah.
Red Zone, or you subscribe to your cable provider?
My cable provider.
Mm.
So, and it's so funny because when I'll be on vacation during September, and you know all the games come in play. So even when I was on vacation last year in September, I was like, "We in Mexico, y'all better find some goddamn football." These TVs or something, because it was just that bad for me. And I did end up finding like the San Diego Chargers was playing somebody, and I ended up finding that because I found a lot of California games because I was on the west coast of Mexico. So when I go to Jamaica at the end of September, I'm probably going to be hard to deal with on that Sunday afternoon. I can promise and guarantee you that. But, yeah, I'm a Panthers fan, so anytime the Panthers are playing, I'm watching. And I'm going to watch them before I watch anybody else. But if they play later in the day, I'll watch the rest of the games leading up to their game. And so I understand what you're saying. Don't interrupt it. Let them have the chill mode. Let them relax and do all that. But it would be nice to get my hoo-ha ate while I was during halftime. You know, wonderful. Yes, I said that out loud.
Well, if you ain't had nobody to do that shit yet, I don't know what the hell you be waiting on. Got them niggas step up the game or something.
Say what?
Shit. If you ain't had no dude,
oh goodness,
at least give you head while the game was on or halftime was on or something. Some step up the game. Get on some bullshit.
I mean. A lot of them know not to bother me during the game.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Like, they don't come around when it's time to watch football. Like, football is sacred. Like, you can't be doing, like, it's nice, but when you watching that game, I'm the same way about football.
I'm not saying, you know, try to interrupt the football game. But I'm just saying, like, halftime or some commercials or something like that, you know. It's going to be somebody down or something, you know. Fuck around a little bit. Plant mess with them. And then go back and do what you're doing. You know, let them know what's waiting for you after the game. Halftime is what? Like a half hour? Shit. That's a nice little cookie session.
I'm going to miss the damn game. I'm going to miss the end of the game.
How you going to miss the end of the
game? I'll miss the end. I'm going to miss the end of the game because we really don't do quickies. We don't do that.
Yeah, I don't.
And so,
yeah.
So therefore, what ends up happening, we get into this full-blown session. And now I come into the game, it's fourth quarter, 3 minutes left, and I'm like, what happened?
Oh,
girl. But yeah.
And now you got to try and catch. Now it's just a whole big thing because now you got to try and catch the highlights. But you know the highlights only show the good plays. They don't show all the stuff. So now you see how they got the touchdown. But then you trying to figure out what happened before that. How they get the ball in the first place. So now it's gaps in the story now. Because you're trying to be fresh at halftime.
That's what they invented doggy style for. I don't want to hear that shit. Doggy style is me.
I can't focus.
Listen, this is what you do. When the game on, just come pull your hair.
That'll give you all of you. That's going to give me a whole lot of something else. Not no view.
I know, but it'll be in the view plus whatever else you're getting out of that too. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna attempt to focus one good time. Hopefully.
I can't focus on TV. I'm just being honest.
That is my 30-day challenge. I'm going to try within these 30 days of this month to accomplish that. That's what I'm going
to
accomplish. To focus on the television while
getting hit from the back. While you're hitting from the back.
Okay, so listen. Now, if there's a porn on the TV, I might be able to focus. But if it's just regular TV, I can't focus.
No, it got to be football, something that's going to be interesting.
Well, they're not going to show any games right now. They're not going to start showing games for it, though. September?
What, preseason start in what?
It starts September, right? It doesn't start. They're in training camp right now.
We have that channel that play all the old football games, you know, like the real old ones, like before we was born, the old ones. So I'm going to
If you sit and watch that, you're stupid as shit for it.
Hey, look, she's giving it a go. She's giving it a good go. Don't knock her for that shit. She's going to try it. Don't knock her. Let her try it.
Okay, try it. Try it.
You know what, Thomas? Thank you. Thank you. My little cheerleader in the corner. I will try it. I'm going to try it.
Oh, so now you got a cheerleader.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I don't know how well this is going to work out, but I'm going to try it.
But, hey, just let us know how it turns out. You know, it sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm able to do it because I'm usually the one in control. So, you know, I can multitask when I have sex, so that's easy to me.
I can't do it.
Because you might end up seeing like the greatest play and come at the same time. That shit sounds great.
Oh, that's nasty as fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. Come look at this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all on the line like this.
What in the fuck are you watching?
Don't tell us. We don't need to know. Don't tell us.
You know what? No,
I don't even want to receive that.
So, you know, Sarah, you can go ahead and you can try it and let me know how it turns out. And, you know, and I'll find someone to try that with me. You know, I want to see how that works too. Because it's been done before, but I'm going to try it again.
It sounds interesting because I've never been able to do it. So it's like a little challenge, a little task.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you ever need any more, I'm good with challenges.
I know. I appreciate it.
Challenges.
Go ahead. Do your challenge.
Hey, and you know what? That challenge goes for anybody who's listening. You know, if you think that you can make it happen, then make it happen. Just let me know how it turns out.
Yes. Let us know how it works out for you. You can Facebook us or tweet us or all that fun stuff.
Instagram us.
Yeah, let us know.
Let me know how it turns out for you. I think some people will really have an interesting time trying to do that. And it's a good thing for you and your mate, too, you know. If y'all get to spend quality time together and y'all get to have fun fucking stuff.
Hmm.
This is true.
Okay.
You know, some people don't have fun when they have sex. It's all business.
It's all physical. Yeah. I like to have fun when I have sex.
Like, I laugh when I have sex. So it's fun to me.
Okay, no, no. What are we laughing at? Because in my head,
different
I'm like, what the fuck is he laughing at? Like,
I'll tell you what I'm laughing at. Sometimes I laugh at a chick's face, or I could be laughing at the reaction in which she has to when I do certain things. Like, it's funny to me. It's funny to me because, like, let's say I'm eating a girl out, and she's coming. And she is, like, doing the fucking bronco trying to get the fuck away from me. That shit is funny as hell to me. It might not be funny to you, but to me, it shit is funny as hell. Because you know you're not going any fucking where, so you might as well just stay there. I got my hands gripped. You ain't going no fucking where. Just stab it. Let me do what I'm doing.
Okay. So, what you said about the faces or whatnot that actually triggered a question in my head that's really, like, kind of off topic. I think that we all have, like, that face of that cum face. Have you ever kind of pinpointed a woman's face? Like, when she does a certain thing, you know she's about to come. Like, let's say if she bites down on her lip, and you'd be like, okay, yeah, she's about to come. Right.
Well, I don't do it based off of facial recognition. I do it by her body. So I'm more so reading her body. Like, I can read
facial
her
recognition.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm saying,
this is my face.
I just said I don't do it off of facial recognition. I don't.
I know, but it's just so funny to say facial recognition when you're talking about orgasms, because it sounds like secret spy stuff.
When I used to work in the building, we had to do eye recognition. Like, my eye had to be scanned in order for me to be able to get in the building.
Like, some people, I've sat back and I've watched some of the things that I've done, you know, and, like, I've sat back and I've watched some of their faces, and I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like, certain women, they eyes roll into the back of their head, or certain women, like, they make this really crazy-ass face that can't nobody really describe, but you know it's their cum face. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's kind of off topic. I just wanted to know.
But I prefer to read your body, though. It's a lot easier.
That was a wonderful first topic.
So since we're going off topic, right, our lovely friend Lulu has a post on Facebook. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this post. This post is about some sort of something that's in marijuana that makes you have an orgasm for 15 minutes.
I don't know.
It's not a drug.
It's not a drug per se.
Yeah, it's something in it. I don't know what, but yeah.
It's a chemical compound. I forget what it is. It's a chemical, though. The chemical. I know THC is in marijuana, but I don't think it was just THC, though. But I remember seeing the post.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that with people out there. If we have any friends in California, reach out to us. Let us know about that. Maybe, you know, we could figure out how to make that happen for everyone. Just reach out to us. I'm just saying, put that out there.
Okay.
You can Facebook us, tweet us, you know, whatever. We'll, you know, work that out.
You do that, you get that shit to me, it's going to be a dangerous thing for any woman that come across my path.
Dear Lord, Church of Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm. Call somebody.
Okay.
Call somebody.
Call Lord. Jesus. Okay. So that was a wonderful first topic. Awesome. The second topic we're going to talk about, Thomas, you were talking about, I've been drinking, so y'all excuse me. Yeah, well, that's how taller women don't really kind of date shorter men and their preferences and whatnot.
I wanted to go into that because I understand that, you know, some women, they don't want to date a shorter man than them because, for one, they like to wear their heels, you know, or for whatever little reason, if it's materialistic, you know, certain things, like, is there something in which, like, a good situation, like a guy, he's packing, he's fucking you right, he's doing everything underneath the sun, but he's just shorter than you? Like, is that, would that be a deal breaker for you? Like, let's just say randomly you meet this guy at the club, y'all just chilling, hanging out, talking, whatever. Y'all do whatever y'all do. You know, y'all start to talk. Feelings start to grow. Then the next thing you know, like, you can't deal with him because he's too short. What's the real reason behind that other than the fact that he's short?
Well, for me, everybody's taller than me. So if he's shorter than me, we for damn sure ain't working. I can't do it. So that would have to go to one of our taller friends because, like I said, I'm too short.
No, I'm opposed to you. Why? Even
Why
though you're 5'1". Yeah.
I'm
even though you're 5'1". Yes. Okay. So what? You're 5'1". Let's say the guy was like 5 foot even.
He
was more like 4'12". Huh?
God, what's your point of looking each other in the eye? But I have my personal preference, okay? I have a thing about putting my head, when I have a man standing up, I like to put my head on his chest. I will date a man who's the same height as me. I just can't date a man who is shorter than me. Does that make sense? Like, he can be 5'1". We can be 5'1" together and be the best 5'1" couple in the whole wide world.
So if he's 5 foot, he just gonna stand no fucking chance, huh?
He might put on some shoes one day that he might be 5'1". You never know. He's going to have to be fine.
So if he was doing everything that you wanted him to, he followed that PDF to the fucking T. And
we still talking about her PDF 5.
Yeah, her PDF 5, because that shit is fucking interesting to me. Never had nobody send nobody a motherfucking PDF on how they like to get fucked.
Hey,
that shit is hilarious.
Don't you judge me. Don't you dare judge me. I got shit I like. He got to know it.
Oh, shit, yes.
So, you know, it's this guy. He's doing everything right. He's fucking right. He's licking you right. He's doing good with the family. Everything I need is the son. But because this motherfucker is 1 inch motherfucker shorter than you, you can't give him a shot.
You know, but when I have my shoes off, he might be the same. He might be okay. No, okay, listen. I understand where you're coming from. I know what your point is.
Because he don't have any shoes.
The guy is doing everything right, but the only fuck up is that he's shorter than you. What shit? Never mind.
That is a physical technicality. I may I may alter my thoughts if somehow have gained feelings for him and like him and like the fact that he does everything that's on my list. He is good with my people. He's good with my family, my friends, my kids. Awesome. If he's an awesome person, I may say, you know what, we just going to have some short kids because my oldest is going to be taller than the both of us. And she's going to be taller than, she's going to be looking like she's a giant in the family. So, you know, if we have shorter kids, then it's fine. I'll marry you. Sure. Be my boo. Okay?
Please don't sound so enthusiastic about it.
Right. Don't sound like you just like you're giving the world a shot.
Okay, so I have
dated
guys who are the same height as me. I have done that. I'm not saying I haven't. I have. It's so funny because my best friend brought up one of them earlier today. She was like, have you talked to Art? I was like, girl, I ain't talked to him in so many years. But me and him were the same height. And he was a very attractive man. He also he probably turned me out a little bit while I was in college. But my preference has always been taller men. Now, I'm not saying I've never dated a short man, but I've always dated taller men. 6'3 and above. The tallest was 6'10. You know, I'm like to climb goddamn trees. That's what I do.
I got a question about that shit, right?
What?
So you said that guy was like 6'10"?
Yeah, 5'1". Mm-hmm.
And you 5'1". So you ain't even have to get on your knees and do nothing. It's like his dick. You can just stand up and just do what you need, right?
I only had to really kind of bend at my shoulder area. Mm-hmm. Because I was like kind of right there. Like, literally, I was like right there at the middle of his stomach. Literally. Literally. Like, I lied to you not. I sure was. Yep. And I used to hug him like right there in the little area, or he'd bend down and give me a hug. And sometimes I'd get silly with it and I'll stand on the couch and be like, hey, give me a hug right now. So, yeah.
Sound like a little ass kid. Hey, give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Hey, give me a hug. Like, I like hugs. I like hugs. I am a
hugger. Are you a drunk
my
hugger?
My name is Imaj All Day, and I am a hugger. I like hugs.
When you get drunk, are you a drunk hugger?
Yes. Oh, yes. Like,
but people can't hug you regularly when you're
right
sober,
now.
Right?
Huh?
People can't hug you regularly when you're sober, right?
Not people I don't know. Don't you walk up to me and try to hug me.
So when you're drunk people, you don't know. But when you're drunk people, you don't know can hug you.
No, and it's usually random ass white people who hug me. Like,
random ass white people love
the
hugs.
Bar, and like, I think the bartender really wanted to give us a hug after when we were leaving. I'm a happy drunk. So I like, so yeah. I'm not a get mad and let's fight type drunk. I am a ha ha hee hee bitch. We laugh.
Hey, everybody,
like,
let's go
sing
drunk. Kumbaya and hug each other. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, fuck that.
No.
Yeah, I'm a happy drunk too.
We're cracking jokes. Like, literally, I was just in the bar. About an hour ago, I was in the bar and we was cracking jokes with the bartender. I got crack jokes when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm a happy drunk too. I get drunk, I get happy, and I talk to people, and you know, I hug every now and again. It's usually the white folks that always want to hug me, or they always say, "Can I touch your hair?"
Now, the one thing you will not get me to do to no random ass person is don't try to kiss me. I will punch you in your throat. Don't you do it. Don't put your nasty lips on me. I don't want to do that.
what? Where did you? What?
Wait a minute, because I've been, like, we went to this thing one time and
who said anything? Did you say something about kissing?
This dude tried to kiss me. Like, he tried to kiss me on my cheek. Like, I don't want my cheek to break out. I need you not to put your
They will do it. They will do it. Yes, they will. I've seen it happen. I've seen that shit happen.
Aaron, don't put your lips on my face. I don't know where your lips been within the. I don't know that. No. Your lips probably was on Sally Pooha back there at the beer pong table, and you want to put your lips on my cheek, and then I got to break out, and I got to go to the dermatologist. Now who I send my bill to? Because I ain't sending it to Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm sending it to you.
You're going to get a bum
bump.
Bum
bump.
Bum bump. Bump bump on the side of your
you gonna
get a bum bump. And Bella said the same thing. Oh, my God, white men love to kiss me in the mouth. And she's like, no, stop doing it. Nasty. Fucktards. Mm-hmm. Traumatized. Put your mouth on nobody.
I the kissing strangers I can't do. I know my limit. Like once I get to like my limit, I'm a happy drunk. Like if I get to my limit and like maybe three more drinks after that, two more, one of two things is gonna happen. I need to go home and go to bed, or I need to go home and do some other things. One of those two things is going to have to happen. It's going to have to happen because I don't know. It's that, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That ninth drink, I don't know. That ninth one.
First of all, why? How do you get to fucking 9, number one?
Oh.
What? What are you drinking? Because you got to have 9 of them bitches to be drunk.
Well,
and it depends on where you drink that, too.
Yeah, because, see, the thing is, I got three drinks, Grey Goose and Cranberry, a Bahama Mama, and then I have Mango Martinis. That's pretty much my whole little, that's just my night. I don't do dark liquor at all. So you're not going to catch me with, like, Henny. You're not going to catch me with no type of, I don't do tequila at all. I don't mess with tequila.
Me and Jose have a relationship.
No, see, me and Jose used to have a relationship till I had a relationship, and then, you know, so, I do not mess with. No, not at all. Not the least bit. That was the first. Matter of fact, that night was the first and the last time I had tequila for a long, long time. For a long, long time. It took me, let's see, I was, what, 17 and so. Took me about 10 years to drink tequila again. And I didn't have that much. I had like a shot, and I was like, "Oh no, 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 not doing it, not tonight. Nope, not gonna do it. I don't do dark liquor at all. I don't. I just stick with my little three drinks, or I might do Malibu and something every now and again, but And one thing I do not do if I'm doing shots, I'll have my shot, but I don't drink. One thing I cannot do is drink whatever it is straight out the bottle, and it can't be warm.
I do not like warm liquor. I don't like warm liquor either. I don't really like that either. I do shots. I do tequila, as you all know, because I like hoes on coke.
Hoes on coke.
I like tequila. I'm really not a brown drinker. I definitely will take a shot of Ciroc or whatnot. I drink a lot of white liquors.
1800 Patron. Yeah, I like tequila. When I was in Mexico last year, where I was, it was the location where they make tequilas. So I did tequila tasting, and we went to these different places, and they had all these different types of tequilas. And I tried to figure out, like, are y'all trying to get us drunk down here on the Malecón? Like, are you serious? Like, we're just walking around taking shots of tequila and just getting drunk in the middle of the day. So, but yeah, I like tequila. I have to go tomorrow.
Little interesting fact. What? There's actually a tequila bar in New York City.
Okay.
There's really a tequila bar. I mean, like, all different kinds of tequila.
Yeah, like, I had mango tequila. I had some strawberry tequila. They tried to get me to taste the coffee-ish type tequila. I don't like coffee, so I definitely was not trying that. There was so much tequila, and I had, like, a tequila overdose. And then to turn around and go drink sangria by the pool all day long, because that was free. When I'm on vacation, I drink a lot. So in September, my side stock will go up. Time to go.
Oh, we back to the thoughts.
Yeah.
We're back to the thoughts stock.
From September, I'm going to tell you when I'm going, because we're not going to have a show. September the 24th to the 29th, I will be in Jamaica. And, yes, my thought stock is going to probably go sky fucking high, because I'm drinking every day before noon. Guaranteed.
That's what I'm trying to be like in the Virgin Islands when I go. Going to the Virgin Islands, and I'm just going to be drunk. I'm just going to lay out, and I'm going to be such a fucking beach bum. Stomach out and all. I don't give a fuck. I won't wear no speedo.
Bella said there's a tequila bar in Orlando, too. Is that at the Universal place? The thing in Universal?
What, Universal Studios?
No, there's a, it's called, what's it called? It's before you can walk into Universal Studios. It's like this whole, like, shop. It's shops and restaurants and everything. She says it's downtown Orlando. Next time I go, I might have to check it out. Because I go to Orlando all the time. But, yeah.
I think I'm the smoothest fucking person in the world when I start drinking. Well, when I'm out and drinking, I think I'm the smoothest person in the world. But when I'm home and I'm just chilling with my friends, I'm such a fucking goofball. It does not make a fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense. Y'all think I'm bad here? Oh, when I'm home and I'm around my friends? Y'all ain't seen shit yet.
Oh, dear Lord. Pray for the world.
Y'all ain't seen shit yet. But when I'm out, I think I'm like motherfucking Billy Dee Williams, Morris Chestnut, and like every dark-skinned, good-looking dude ever. And I get hella numbers for no apparent reason at all. I get so many fucking phone numbers when I'm drunk, it makes no fucking sense. The smoothness just smooths it down. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Bam. Hey.
Come on.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, little bullshit conversation. What you doing later on? I get in car. Simple shit.
I think we all do that. Everybody gets a little, they get, you know, a little lick in their system, that, you know, their personality gets a little different. Because I know mine does.
Well, personality differences.
Well, back to this whole dating these shorter, taller people.
Oh, yeah, we got all the way sidetracked.
I got my question
answered, because it just boggled me to the fact that people would overlook a good mate. I mean, a really good mate over something as trivial as, you know, height. I understand you have a personal preference. Sometimes you have to step out of your zone.
You can step out of your zone. I mean, you can step out of it. And then, you know, it's always that if I step outside of my zone, how is this going to work? Because if I step outside of my zone and this fucktard becomes the worst doggone man that I've ever met in my whole entire life, now I'm really going to be mad, and I'm definitely not dating another short man ever again.
Well, I mean, you just got to take a chance. Not every tall dude is a good dude.
Right. And your personal preference is not always what you need in your life. You know, my personal preference is, you know, I had to finally step outside of my personal preference because my personal preference used to be exactly this. And my best friend who is sitting over here in this hotel room with me tonight, she will tell you exactly what I'm talking about. I only used to date tall, light-skinned, slanky men.
Girl, them the worst ones. Them suckers, them the worst ones.
And honey, I have had my fair share of them, little nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, one day, I bring home this short, dark skin, like your nigga. They're like, oh, so who's this guy? I'm like, oh, this is my terrible boyfriend. And they're like, what made you choose him? Because I got so tired of these men. And, you know, you know, it's just always, it had always been that type of man. And even down to the fact, like, if you look at my child, you can tell what her daddy probably looked like. You can tell it.
Yeah.
Because she was transparent and swipey. And so, it's like, hey, I've had my fair share. I know how to step outside of my box now.
Well, we have a comment in the chat room. It's from Isabella. She says that men will overlook women because of the dumbest shit. She says because she's tall, she's light-skinned or dark-skinned, because she's skinny or plus-size, which is true. We men and women, we both do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah,
me personally, I'm 5'7". I'm not exactly short. I'm not exactly tall. I'm kind of average. And I couldn't date anyone that was shorter than me. Like, you can be my height, that's fine, but you can't be shorter than me because I'm not going to lie. I am superficial. I like to wear shoes. I like to wear heels. If you know what I'm saying, like, I can't go out with you and you look like you could possibly be my child. Like, if we're standing next to each other, like, there's no reason why your head should be laying on my boobs.
And then you got all that to be a boob, man. So you won't get embarrassed in public. You got to get a whooping.
Exactly. And you, like, you're a boob, man, so you just, like, you just all up on them and just, like, really out in the street. You look like it's past your bedtime and people looking at us straight. I can't do it. I cannot do it. Can't do it. Mm-mm. Won't do it.
That looks terrible.
However,
terrible.
Like, my height is fine, but I just prefer someone who's taller than me. And also, for security purposes, because what people don't know about me is that I am 150% clumsy. Okay? I am clumsy. So if we walking down the street and you littler than me, how you going to catch me if I'm about to fall?
He already down there. He can catch you.
That's what I'm saying. He already there. So what the hell?
He going to fall too. His little self going to fall too. Now we both got two broke legs. How that's gonna work? No, I need a guy that's gonna be like, all right, well, look, hey, you know, catch me before I fall. Not fall with me so we both can be injured. How are we going to win the case then? We both hurt.
She's talking about how we both going to win the case.
I understand that because, you know, when I was younger, I used to date only light-skinned girls. No, I'm sorry. I only used to date brown-skinned girls, brown-skinned and dark-skinned girls, because I didn't like light-skinned girls. I didn't like light-skinned girls.
Why? Did you think we were stuck up?
Y'all are stuck up. There is no...
Ooh,
some of y'all
yes,
really
he did.
Are.
Yes, he did. Him said that out loud. That's what him said.
Some of y'all really are stuck the fuck up. I mean,
you
like...
say y'all?
Some of y'all.
You say y'all.
That's what I was saying. I said
no,
some of y'all.
Don't use the word y'all. Don't use the word y'all. You said...
Some
hey,
of you light-skinned women... Some of you light-skinned women... Okay.
I feel
up.
Like that's directed at me.
No, it was not directed at you. I'm just simply saying, some of these light-skinned women that are out here are very, very stuck up, and a lot of them aren't really cute. You might be cute to some people because you're high yellow, or you're yellow, but that don't make you fucking cute. Now, this is me and my personal preference. Like, this is me and my
personal
friend.
I'm going to take a drink on that.
You know, some people may not agree with me. That's all well, fine, and good. But, like, after a certain point in time, like, I started dating, you know, high yellow girls, light-skinned girls, things like that. You know, but it really didn't change my opinion all too much. Because some of them were still like that. But to me, you're... Like, some of them are cool, some of them aren't. You know, but me, my preference was, dark-skinned girls. If you was light-skinned, don't fucking talk to me. Plain and simple. And I'm a bit of an asshole.
What,
huh?
I sort of kind of agree with Thomas. Now, I don't think all light-skinned women are, you know, stuck up and everything else, but I'm going to talk about the light-skinned women that I know. The light-skinned women that I dealt with, this stems from my childhood. They were some bitches. I mean, I'm talking about from first grade all the way up to high school. They were some bitches. Them things was a mean, and they was rude, and they was something else. And I had this one girl, she had a particular problem with me, and I wasn't even in the class with this heifer. I didn't know nothing about her, but she had a problem with me. This girl picked on me every single day in school up until I moved to Orange to go to middle school. Every single day, this girl, what is your problem with me? Her issue with me was just because she had nothing else better to do. You don't got no friends. You light-skinned. Like, all the boys running after you. Why are you picking on me? Why?
Wow.
I'm just saying. The light-skinned chicks that I know, they ain't nothing nice.
I seriously feel some type of way about this whole conversation.
See? I'm just saying, ain't
nothing
wrong.
I'm not saying
they all bitches. I'm just saying the ones that I know is bitches. That's all I'm saying.
I can only speak for me, okay? First and foremost, world, not every light-skinned woman is stuck up, because I've met some rude-ass dark-skinned chicks that had the audacity to be stuck goddamn up for no goddamn reason, looking like a boogaloo, but they decided to be stuck up that day. I come from, you know, and I have even experienced men who, if you're not the color of a brown paper bag, they don't date your ass. And so maybe you all haven't experienced that in the North, but they experienced that shit down here in the South.
And they always try to make it seem like light skin was right, but light skin ain't always right, and dark skin ain't
I'm telling you.
And so,
and you know what? And not all dark skin, people are right either, because Bella, me and Bella were talking in the chat room. Some dark skin men, they bad shit crazy, full blown, bad shit crazy. I know personally, they bad shit crazy.
I know,
Bella said
me,
they full blown cray cray. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Some of them are full blown. They don't know what's going to happen with them.
But that comes along with the territory, though. I mean, because it's no specific, you know, gender or race or, you know, anything that just says, oh, okay, yeah, yo, this motherfucker's crazy. Now, some people just tend to have, you know, just that characteristic in their fucking bloodline. Some people are just fucking crazy, just a joke. You know,
yeah.
Like, I've heard that, you know, people, like American men differ from Caribbean men and men, foreign men, like Africans and things like that, because, you know, they're different. But they weren't crazy. They're not crazy. But American people, oh, they're fucking crazy. So, I mean, it all depends on, you know, where you're from and who you're dealing with. Because some women say, you know, Spanish men are crazy. Some men say Spanish men are crazy.
Anybody from damn island is crazy to me.
Right. But that's only because they was raised differently from you.
No, that's only because they showed me their crazy ways when they got to America. Stalking, asking me stupid shit. You don't ask somebody stupid shit like that.
That's because they were raised differently. Keep trying to say that.
So you was raised,
they were raised differently. Some people, listen, what you consider stupid shit might actually be the shit in which they were raised with, you know, from like from their fucking beginning. You know, because some Haitian people, because I know some Haitian people who actually don't pretty much, like, they don't fucking deal with, you know, the way that American women deal with their men. Because Haitian men and the way that their family is, the man is the head of the household, and whatever he says, it's fucking law. So, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, American women are definitely fucking crazy to them. Now, like I said, it all depends on where you raised at.
I actually agree. I guess it's just our ways are different, because I see some of, you know, different ethnicities in my little neighborhood, and I'm just like, I know good and damn well, had that been me, I'm not going to do it. Like, I see a lot of Spanish women in, you know, my little area. And I thought my little gang was bad, my little four kids. No, they have them in a row. Like, it's a mat. Like, they got, like, a gang. They got a team. It's just, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then she pregnant. But they all in order, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, why? What are you doing? But that's just, you know, that's just how they are. They come from big families, so they make big families. But I'm just like, wow, you doing all that? Okay. I think it just goes back to, it does play a part in the way that you're raised, how you deal with certain things and how you look at things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We have a comment from we have a comment from Bella in the chat room. Bella said, "I feel like Spanish women get a cray cray pass because they are considered exotic. She's fried chicken in a tortilla."
She's dumb as shit for that.
Because, you know, I let some crazy women get a pass. Like, you know, black women get crazy, too. Listen, don't make me knock you the fuck out, though. I'm just saying. Because at the end of the day, I don't like to hit women, but, you know, you do some stupid shit, sometimes you just got to learn. That's all.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Everybody has a moment where they're like, you know what, this is some fucking bullshit. I ain't got time for this shit.
No, I agree.
Tell you got a lot of agreeing tonight.
I know. I'm trying to keep it cool. I'm trying to keep it neutral. Because, I mean, I agree with Amaj, too. Don't think you special or something. I'm just agreeing all over the board.
That's why I'm like, you're doing a lot of fucking agreeing tonight. I don't know what's going on with you.
Because it's all
part
of... You must have
got a healthy dose of...
you know what?
If that man needs. That's what you must have had.
What... Mind your business. How about that? Can we? What time is it? It's
11:37.
Can we go?
You put it out there. You put it out there for public knowledge.
I did not. All I did was
you were not going to be on your best behavior because you were going to see your neighbor's friend or relative or something like that.
You know what? I did.
Okay.
We had some fun. Mm-hmm. We had some shits and giggles, and you know, I caught a cold and all that fun stuff.
Well, you made it public knowledge. That's all.
You know what?
You can say whatever the fuck you want, but you made it public knowledge.
I'm not really feeling you in your memory tonight. Like, you stay bringing up old stuff. Like, nobody's... This is not Throwback Thursday, okay? We're not... This is Friday. It's not Throwback Thursday.
I've been fucking great all the fucking time.
You know what? Sure, y'all a hot mess.
That's him.
And ain't me. I'm simply just going back and just saying, you know?
I'm going to need your money. Thank you. I'm going to need you to empty your cache. That's what I need for you to do. Delete your history and erase your cache. That's what I need for you to do.
No, thanks. I actually like my memory and my cache.
Well, we don't.
It's very good. I know. It's okay. It's not meant for y'all to like. It's for me to like.
I ain't saying nothing else. I don't know what I got to say to be used against me. Fuck this shit. Okay, so next topic. So listen,
it's three Fridays from now. He gonna be like, remember on August 1st when you brought up what? I didn't even say that. Yes, you did. You said it at 11:39.
Listen, I ain't gonna use no shit against y'all. But if you simply try to put me out there on blast, like, nigga, no, I didn't. No, nigga, you did
okay,
say
so
that
listen.
Shit.
Okay, Tommy. So,
makes me seem like
we're
going
to start preparing to screen these women for you because we're really serious about this here dating game. But we're going to talk about that in a second. After we talk about this other last topic, we're going to leave that
what the
dating
hell?
Game part to
minute.
The end of the
Wait
show.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a
what?
Minute. What? I'm lost. What dating game? What are we doing? I don't understand. Oh, my God. No, I wasn't ready.
Well, so we'll talk about that in just a second after we talk about this last topic. So I was in a group one day. Some some group that somebody added me to. Y'all know how I feel about people adding me to their group. And the conversation was, ladies, do you feel that it's demeaning to give head on your knees? And some of the ladies, they were like, well, no, it's okay. And then some of them were like, I don't give head on my knees. I don't want
to. Oh, them bitches is petty. Them bitches is petty and they man cheating on them. That's what's wrong with them. Next. I'm sorry. I said,
well,
you know what that was?
If she's second to date, then she's all right. As long as she's sucking it, she's all right. Now, if she ain't sucking it, then you got a problem. But if she's sucking the dick, it don't matter what fucking position she's sucking the dick in. As long as
I'm
she's
just
sucking.
Saying. I'm just saying. Them bitches
but
is petty and they man is cheating.
Women, some men.
Well, they ain't got no man.
Some men like that, you know, and if that's something that he prefers and she won't do it,
that bitch is petty.
Why
is nobody listening to me? That bitch is petty.
I heard
and
you say
her man is cheating.
I heard you say it.
You right paying that shit online?
Okay, so Bella.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bella says, nope.
Wait a minute. Bella didn't send off the chat room. Lord, Bella didn't post it and my whole connection went down. See what you did, Bella? I don't even.
Okay, so
Bella
said, I prefer to hang my head off the side of the bed and let him fuck my throat because that's that shit that turns me on. Team hashtag team deep throat. Awesome. I get it. I might not hang my head off the side of the bed, but a bitch just
so wait a minute. So that means that you're laying on your back and he's facing.
Yeah, and he's fucking it up and he's just fucking it up. Like that's on my list. So listen, I didn't just tell y'all everything that's on the list, but it may come out really vulgar. And I'm like, hey, listen, I need you to fuck my mouth. Like, I need you to do some shit. Like, that's what I need you to do. So, you know, and I don't have a problem.
See, I do that different. I do it, like, on the headboard, and it's, like, with the tie.
The headboard.
And you just, yeah, because you sit with your back to the headboard with the ties to the side of the headboard. Y'all don't, I feel like this is going way left. So you kind of like.
As always, when you begin to speak.
So you know how like you prop your head up like you're watching TV on your headboard, but you know what I'm saying? You got your hands on, you know, to the right and the left, so you can't hold them, and then you know he's in front of you. Y'all don't do that.
I get it.
Some people don't do that. It's interesting. It's interesting like that. But I mean, I understand what Bella's saying too, because like, all right, for instance. For some women who don't necessarily have a gag reflex, you know, hey, your way actually works. You know, the guy's sitting right there in front of you, he's doing whatever he's doing, and that's what gets you off. Now, in Bella's case, she likes to be up high, head hanging off the bed, you know, and for her, you know, I've heard that it goes down easier that way. So, hey, it is what it is. Different strokes for different folks.
I think I shall try that.
Just try to see how it likes. Then that's the second thing on your list.
I shall try that. I will try that as soon as we get off air. I shall try that.
God almighty, listen. So, I don't give a fuck.
I just want
to
fucking watch.
Can
I watch?
Get off the goddamn air. Listen to what I'm about to say because this might sound like I'm a hater. I don't care because it's been fucking wild. So, I don't care that you're going to be... Stop laughing. Stop it right now. I'm trying to be mad.
I care. I just want to watch. Can I watch?
Thomas, shut your trap. I'm trying to say, I don't care that you're going to go and suck some man's dick because you can after the show. I don't care.
Are you a little bit jealous?
It's not that I'm jealous, I'm fuckstrated. Get it?
So you're mad because of what now? Don't call a motherfucking man in the suit.
Uh-oh. You see that silence?
I just said call a man in the suit. That's all. Just call him a little man in the suit and go get your rocks off.
Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Drink my angry orchard. Yeah, let's drink my beer.
Well, nevertheless, Taylor, do what you do. You know, make sure you do it good and get a little bit of video. That's all.
Okay. I mean, okay, so yeah, I'm gonna try that as soon as we get off of the air, Imaj. I'm terribly sorry that
I don't care.
Okay.
I care, but then I don't care. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Because, you know,
Okay, everybody's just gonna right there. Okay.
I need a lot in my life at this point. Because, it's okay. Listen, so the rain affects me, like, really bad. And I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but when it rains, I get a whole lot of horny, okay? A whole lot of. First of all, I'm already a horny toad anyway, but it gets worse when it rains. So, it has been raining for 3 days in North Carolina.
Oh, goodness. Carolina Kitty's upset.
I'm not upset. It's not that I'm upset. It's just that I need some pressure.
Same pressure that we spoke of last week.
Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Right now, bitch, I got a goddamn mess. That's how I feel.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, somebody is in my inbox for why. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about in my inbox. I don't know what you're talking about in my inbox. I don't know. But, yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. And it's so bad to the point of where you've ever been so tired, you fall asleep on yourself.
Oh.
Like, you can't. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm not getting what I want, and here I am trying to self-induce, and I don't fell asleep on myself. I can't even depend on me at this point. Because I'm tired. Like, it's bad, and it's like, okay, I just need somebody to.
I'm going to need you to phone a friend or something.
I didn't just say
phone a friend. I did not say some random person. I said phone a friend. If you watch How to Be a Millionaire, you phone a friend, somebody you know. I'm gonna need you to. I don't know. I'm gonna figure this out for you. We're gonna work
but
this out.
But it's like, okay. But you know how like you want something specific. Like I want specific from this.
Oh, you want something from the PDF file?
Listen. At this point, I'm saying, you know what? I want a waffle, but I don't want just any old waffle. I want a good old waffle from the Waffle House. And then you pull up, and these motherfuckers drop it, and y'all at the dumb Huddle House. I don't want to be at the Huddle House. I want to go to Waffle House. And then you sitting at the Huddle House like, oh, God, I'm going to have to eat this awful-ass waffle at this Huddle House. I want to go to Waffle House, like, really bad.
Uh-oh.
Right. That's how bad it is. Like, you can call, you can go to an alternative, but that ain't going to give you what you want until you get what you want. And I'm going to make that shit happen because that's how I roll.
Well, all right now.
So, maybe I might be a hoe on coke come tomorrow. We never know.
Uh-oh.
Maybe my stock will start going up tomorrow. I don't know yet.
Okay, well, like I always tell you, my inbox is always open. You can always text me. You can always email me. You can Skype me. All that fun stuff. I'm just saying.
It gets hard, you know. And Bella understands what I'm talking about, a Huddle House. That shit's nasty.
I don't even know. Is that an actual place? It's a place called Huddle House? That sounds like, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like some sort of
crap.
It sounds like a donation place, like where you go to donate. Like the Salvation Army.
Damn it. He's dead.
That's what it sounds like. Like, the Huddle House sounds like a place where you go to donate, like, you donate clothes and stuff like that. Like, they have, you know, or you go volunteer at. Matter of fact, that's a volunteer place. That's where you volunteer at. And Bella said that's exactly what it is.
See? Girl, it's nasty. It's so disgusting. And I got sick one time when I went, and then guess what I got sick off of? Y'all would not believe what I got sick off of. I got sick off the lemonade. It's like, it was just because I didn't miss.
Wait, I'm confused. What?
I got sick off the lemonade.
Lemonade.
I didn't even eat. Lemonade
is pretty much universal. It's water, lemon juice, a little sugar. Or, you know, honey, depending on how you make. But I don't understand.
I don't understand how my stomach began to hurt. Maybe they used some bad lemons. I don't know. But I got sick, and I've never ate there ever again. Because that's how they're nasty. And so, yeah. So that's how I feel about them. But anywho, so we were talking about the whole Demini thing. We got so far off topic because somebody decided they was going to poke his head tonight and made my blood boil. That's fine.
All right, you know what?
I'll be
the bad guy this week. I just caused all types of problems, and
you always cause the problems.
I'll be the bad guy this week.
It's health issues in the meeting. All right.
I couldn't even talk the other day. You know
on Instagram and expect people not to like it.
Well, I had to blame you because it's Friday. And I was feeling bad earlier in the week, and I didn't really, you know. So I had to do it. Those two little pictures caused a frenzy. People was all in their feelings.
So I recently posted those same pictures on my Instagram. And then I posted some other pictures as well. I think I was drunk Instagramming because, yeah, I was sitting in the bar doing it. I don't care. But let's talk about this dating game thing. So,
yes, please.
A couple of shows back, we had determined that, you know, we're going to find Thomas, the old nice, wholesome gal.
And that, so, I already have questions. I have my hand raised. I got a question. So we're about to find Thomas a wholesome girl that he's about to slut out? I'm very confused about this. What?
I don't know if he's going to slut her out or not, but hopefully. I don't know if they're going to slut her out or not.
That's exactly what he's going to do. That poor little thing. She thinks she's going on a fun date. She going to end it. She going to have a night in the Thunderdome. Poor little thing.
So we're going to start this process. It's going to come up in a couple of weeks. Thomas, I'll probably be asking you a few random questions throughout this time period to kind of figure out, you know, what type of female does Thomas like? You know, we've already determined that she, something that she's been on the one of the last shows, is she has to be able to control you, or not control you, but have that push to want you to do stuff that she wants to do, like let her tie you up and type shit. Right? Am I wrong? Cool. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. What I said was that she would have to be aggressive enough to want to do things, because I can be very, very, I can be very, very aggressive about the things in which I want. But I feel as though I shouldn't always have to tell you exactly what it is that I want. Because if you're dealing with me, then, you know, I basically will tell you, you know, different things about me. I will tell you, oh, okay, yeah, hey, you know, this is this or this is that. Hey, we should definitely go this place or go that place or whatever the case may be. I just want a girl that's going to take initiative. Fuck all the bullshit.
Okay, so she has to take initiative. Let me get my pen and my pad out so I can write this in. So that when Shamora Perry and I sit down to interview these women, we want to make sure that she can take initiative.
Who? Shamora and who else?
Perry.
Who the fuck is Perry? Perry, oh, okay.
You've met Perry. You've talked to Perry before.
Yeah, I say I've talked to Perry, but I don't even remember what the hell Perry sounded like. I know who she looked like, but I don't remember what she kind of like.
You've talked to Perry before. You have.
Yeah.
You all have had a banter. You all have.
I'm what?
You all have had some banter between each other.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
I can't tell you what show it was. My memory bank ain't like yours. I just know that y'all have talked before.
I remember us talking. So there was a couple people on for that show.
Oh, goodness. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, okay, number one, can she take initiative? What else?
Wait, I have more questions about this. So, are we just finding a woman for Thomas? Are we finding, is he the first one? Is this going to be a regular thing?
So actually, we are playing the game here on the Friday Night Tap, as well as we're playing it on the Wednesday Night Wind Down with Ron. So,
All right.
Hey,
let me not go there. That's the Amsterdam peace talking. That's the Amsterdam peace talking. I'm sorry.
Because we are not participating in the game. We are not eligible. So you don't worry about it. Okay?
I mean, they...
You don't know. That may be if a
they,
woman
if, when
there.
They look at Ron, they ain't going to worry about it.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry, that was the incident I'm talking.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
Go
that was the incident.
I'm
sorry.
I'll take you off in a little bit. She thought I was playing with her. She is in the corner. Jesus knows this. Anyway. So,
well, that is
well,
poetic, isn't it?
I had to, because she was being bad. See, she's acting up, and that's what happens. When you act up, you you get timed out for 10 seconds. Are you better now?
All okay. I'm saying is that if you look at that man, I mean.
Stop talking about people. Stop it. You said it right now. You hear me?
All I said was that he is different looking than the rest of us.
God, I can't hear you. Oh, Jesus. Nobody.
He is different. One of these things is not like the other, is all I'm saying.
Listen.
One of these things is not like the other.
Some people, you know, some people were, you know, they were given special things, you know, in conception, but he wasn't one of them is all I'm saying.
Okay, you shut up. You shut up right now. So, but yes, we will be playing this game with both the Friday Night Cup and the Wednesday Night Wind Down. So, ladies, if you are in the New York, New Jersey area where these guys are, you're welcome to send us your credentials.
Resume.
No, just want to see your credentials. I don't care about a resume. That's something you need to know.
And make sure you send your PDF files, too.
Yeah, please send your PDF files. Because I don't want no off-the-wall shit going on. Talking about how
you
thought you knew.
Not going to know who we've you won't know who we've chosen for you. It's just like your original dating game. You won't get to see her.
No. You have to understand something.
What?
You have to understand something. Listen, she needs that PDF file. Because if she says some off-the-wall shit, the date is over. The date is fucking over.
I don't know why. Just like the
original dating
game.
I am not in my right fucking mind. I keep trying to tell y'all this shit. Y'all don't want to fucking believe me.
I believe you. You're a special case.
Thank you. Because I keep trying to tell people, listen, there are certain shit that trigger me that make me want to act a fucking fool. I'm not going to tell you what that shit is because I'll tell you a little bit of some shit. Don't make me have to tell you what I just told you. Regardless of whatever the fuck it is, I don't give a fuck if I told you 2 months ago. Don't fucking, because I don't tell you much, don't make me have to repeat myself. I hate to repeat myself. It's a problem.
Oh, okay. So he said she better come with that PDF file because if that shit ain't right, the date's over.
She must have listening skills. That's what I received.
Yeah, I do actually have listening skills.
She needs to have listening skills.
I agree.
Yeah. Listen, I would want somebody who mirrors me. You know, like, I'm not asking that you be a full fucking mirror of me. But all I'm saying is, if you're gonna deal with me, you have to understand how I am. Listen, I'm a little bit crazy. So, you know, I want what I want. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm not stalker crazy. I'm not foreigner man crazy. I'm just the crazy that you can deal with. You know, I do things differently. I do things spontaneously. So, you know, some shit you might be like, oh, I really like this. And the next thing you know, I don't know what the fuck this nigga's doing. This shit is just not totally what the fuck I just said I like. Trying new shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit spontaneous. That's all.
She has to be a bit spontaneous.
And a bit adventurous. I like having sex outside in random places.
She has to be adventurous. And
I told you. You trying to buy him a nice, wholesome girl. He about to,
She
about to turn the post out. I'm about to.
I just said he about to slut her out. I just said that.
Listen, y'all got me confused as though I'm going to, like,
really,
you
thought
just by
we didn't get you confused.
He called you a sidebar.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Don't go calling me names because your back pocket is very fucking sore.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe it's the Amsterdam peach, but that was really funny. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Continue, Thomas.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good. So, you know, y'all got me confused. You know, I'm not just going to throw this girl into the fire. That's y'all. Because even though we're going to have this little as-dating game, you know, it's going to be something simple that I do that determines whether or not she's actually really worth it. Because, like everyone else, they have a test of sorts. Is this person really worth dealing with me? You can do everything underneath the sun correctly. But if I know that you can't do the things in this test, then I can't deal with you. Because it'll be something that it would fuck with me over the course of whatever time frame that we did with one another. That would be the deal breaker for me, because it would be something in which I would know whether or not, hey, this is this and this is that. You're getting my fucking nerves. And I tell women all the time, if you get on my fucking nerves, I will tell you. But don't expect for it to fucking change. You know, and I'm not going to expect for you to just instantly change what it is that, you know, that pisses me off, but at least make some effort to. But if you're going to get mad and do the shit, oh, yeah, no, game over. Fuck you. Goodbye. Plain and simple.
All right. Oh, that's it. Okay.
So, okay, I have another question about this. So we're only doing the guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I got a lip and a lot of, you know,
Because I was going to say, I got too many problems for all that. I am crazy. I can't be doing all that. It's too much.
I'm a simple guy. Just don't piss me off. Plain and simple. That should be number one on your list. Don't piss me off. I will make your life a living hell.
Don't piss him off. He will. I'm typing it.
It needs to be in all capitals, too.
You need
and bold
to be.
And italics.
You need to be a little crazy, too. Because anybody who's dating somebody,
comment.
They need to have a different. Okay.
We have a comment from Bella. Bella says, so Thomas, you wouldn't give me the time of day. I'm not going for all that back-talking analyzing. She shut up, and I'm assuming this is, I don't understand what the stars are. Oh, wait. She
just
shut up.
Shut up and do what you're supposed to do. So, See, Thomas, you know,
no.
You analyze everything.
Uh-oh.
Every.
Oh, she said just shut up and fuck. Oh, she said just shut up and fuck.
Well, that's different. Well, if we're going to fuck, then we're going to fuck. That's just what we're going to do. I'm not going to analyze the fucking situation. I'm not going to analyze it right then and there. I'm going to analyze it later. Like, oh, okay, yeah, she likes this. She likes that. So on and so forth. Anybody do that shit. But, like, if we sitting up there, like, if we have an argument, put that on the list, too. If we're having a fucking argument, don't come to me later talking about, oh, I want to do X, Y, and Z, because for you to make me mad and for me to argue with you, you have to make me mad because I do not argue. I'll have a discussion with you, but I will not argue with you. I can sit there and I can talk calmly to you all day long. We can talk and talk and talk and talk. But the moment you start getting into that confrontational mode and you want to start yelling and screaming and hooping and hollering, listen, shut the fuck up. I don't care. Because at that point, now you're talking to me like in a way in which I wouldn't talk to you. So don't fucking come talk to me. Don't try to get in a booty from me or nothing because I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to be around you. Plain and simple. It's my way to cool off. And nothing you can do will cool me off. Plain and simple.
Oh, okay. So you're not one of them dudes that's like in the middle of an argument because, you know, sometimes we as women, we be dead ass wrong, but we not going to say we wrong. So we just going to keep on arguing. So you're not one of them dudes that, you know, she yelling and screaming, acting a fool. And then, you know, to save face, you know, we start doing random shit. You know, like a chick just to get naked in the middle of arguing. You still going to be mad? You ain't gonna be mad. Stop lying.
I might be fucking mad, but I'll probably laugh at you. I'll be like,
You still gonna be mad.
No, I would be mad because you decided to fucking argue with me. It doesn't absolve you of the fact that you just try to fucking argue with me. But you're working towards me getting cool. You're working towards me getting cool. If you stop arguing with me, you're all right. Because I'm only going to tell you twice. Calm down. And that's going to be real calm. I ain't going to holler at you. I ain't going to yell at you or nothing. Calm down. The second time is going to be, yo, I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but I suggest you calm it the fuck down.
I hope these women don't listen to this show because you talking real. It's a game.
It's gonna be hard. Wait a minute. And Mars, oh my God. I wish that we should have been friends with what's her face? Chipmunk. She'd have been perfect for him.
So missing. She's cute as a button.
She's just a little crazy, just like how you like them.
Yeah.
She's a stripper.
Just like you like her.
She loves to take selfies.
She looks like she might have a big old butt and big old breasts. I mean.
Yeah, she do. She a little on the short side. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Facebook her. I found you another man.
You know what, and she's actually a Southern girl living in that area. So she can cook.
Exactly.
She might be able to cook. She good people.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is just keep your social media to yourself because she, you know, yeah, just don't follow her on that, no.
Why?
Just don't. That's all.
Is she thought like on social media?
Oh no.
No, not at all.
No. But I'm just saying. She
wouldn't approve.
She is a woman. What I will tell you is that she is a one woman, like one man type of woman. If it's you and her.
Too much work.
She's faithful.
She is faithful.
Listen, I'm all for, you know, women who are faithful. That's all we're finding good. But me,
I don't know if she's nasty or not. I could probably ask, but I don't think that she would answer because that might be a little inappropriate coming from me. I would have to ask a third party.
Well, listen. I like girls who like girls. So that's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, I'm not asking for like a threesome every time we have fucking sex, but every once in a while, you know.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know how she is. I have to ask my friend, the third party, you know, if she's, you know, if, you know, she's into tricks and shit.
I get that, but what I'm saying is the whole one woman man thing, that, you know, I'm more so like, oh, okay.
See, she might be, it might be that she may be a one woman man or a one woman woman. So it might be that it might work well because you don't have to worry about her going and, you know, being with another man and giving away that wonderfulness that you would like to experience. You know,
no, I'm saying I can find out. I'm telling you, right after I, like, okay, well, in the morning, I'm gonna get right on that for you. I'm gonna reach out to her because I know she just ended a relationship. So I mean, she might be
no. The answer is no.
You should have kept it to yourself.
No, I mean it wasn't like last week. I mean like 3 months ago, four months ago.
No.
But the relationship wasn't that long, is what I'm saying. It was very like. Whatever. So
okay, let me explain something to you, right? Tell you something.
Huh?
So, in my travels, in my studies, and in my life, I've learned a few things.
Mm-hmm.
One man, woman. Generally, they don't, you know, like when they deal with somebody, they really fucking deal with them. I mean, really fucking deal with them. So that whole,
tomorrow morning, as soon as I get up, I'm going to get all of this information for you.
Okay, you know what? You go ahead and you put it on the list. Y'all running the show, y'all put it on the list.
I sure will.
Y'all put it on the list. I'm just letting you know that there are certain things that I like. Hey, look, there are certain things in which I want to try. There are certain things that I want to do. Hell, I want to tie a few women up before I fully commit to some shit.
Well, I'm saying, listen, I don't know. I have to talk to this third party. I'm not entirely sure because
I'm not
in the girl's business like that because I'm not really, you know, her friend. I'm the other person's friend. So what I will do is get – I'll get her whole facts for you, okay? I'll get the whole facts and everything. I got you.
This whole said I will get her whole facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what if she ain't a hoe? What if she not a ho-ho?
Well, then it's nothing on the hoe facts, then.
Listen. All right, go ahead. You do what you do.
Okay.
You do what you do.
I mean, she is cute as a button. She got these cute little cheeks and these little round brown eyes. She's so cute. She's caramel.
She's
caramel
complexion.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. What in the fuck is wrong with you? What complexion is she telling? She didn't say Chippendale Rescue Rangers, right? She did just say that to me, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what complexion is she?
Fucking cute though, like a little Tesla. Oh, Disney World.
Like a little Tesla.
Is she? No, she's as cute as a button, I'm telling you. And she's self-employed. She's a stripper. So, you know, she got a little booty and she got little boobs on her. You know, she friendly.
Olé. You might even do something strange for a little piece of change. You never know.
Okay. You know, throw a couple dollars at it, she might make you holla.
Ew.
Get it, get it, get it, get it. sorry.
You know
what?
I
make a booty clap for you.
Post on my damn Facebook. This is a post on my damn Facebook. I can't remember what the hell it was. It was Side Piece Insurance. That's what it was. It was Side Piece Insurance.
Wow.
That shit was funny as hell. And in the Side Piece Insurance, it had this one particular scene where this chick, she had signed up for, like, the girlfriend package. But, you know, the girlfriend package had, you know, different things. You know, she was able to nag and complain and do all that extra shit that some women like to do. And so that was all well, fine, and good. But she was slacking on the, what he called it, the booty tax. And the booty tax was weekly, that she had to give up the booty. She was slacking on that, home-cooked meals, and the morning sloppy tops. As he liked it. That shit was fucking hilarious. But it sort of kind of goes in that same territory for me. Listen, if you're not doing certain things, I will fucking get rid of you because I can do
okay,
certain shit
I'm
by myself.
I don't know. Like I said, I run her whole facts. I don't know the specifics
Taylor,
of what she
Taylor,
do.
Taylor, I'm not talking about the chipmunk. I'm talking about the list.
Oh. Oh,
I'm
that's you on my
okay, I wasn't listening.
You see, and this is for those who are listening to the show, I just want y'all to just hear what she just said. She said she wasn't listening. So that just means motherfuckers ain't paying me no mind. Well, mine ain't paying me no mind. Taylor is. But Taylor and I ain't listening to what the hell I said because I'm not even talking about the motherfucking chipmunk no more. See, that kind of shit.
I was reading. Okay, so listen.
And then everybody want to rob me from quiet sometimes. Shit.
Okay.
And the floodgates open. So,
okay.
You know, we're going to go back to this list before time run out.
Okay.
Time runs out.
I'm on the list.
All right.
I'm on Facebook reading. Okay. Sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
He said basically what he said was that I don't know if you've seen the little video that's going around. It's like, you know, the insurance State Farm, like, you know, like Good Neighbor State Farm is there. But it's like, you know, the girl, the side piece was trying to be the girlfriend, but she ain't have enough of the she wasn't taking care of the package the way she was supposed to. So basically what Thomas said was that and she ain't doing what she's supposed to do. He gonna find somebody else to do it. That's basically what he did.
So she need to do.
Stay on your job.
What?
She need to be on her job 24/7.
Stay on your job.
Yes,
we need to see your whole facts.
Yeah, make sure you get her whole facts.
Right. Like for instance. I'm a simple guy, right?
Wait. Also, the whole facts include social media because, you know, these thought bots be, you know, wholesome in person, but you get on Instagram and they be busting it wide open on Instagram. So you got to get her social media whole facts, too.
Yes, good point.
See?
Also,
but nevertheless,
social media whole facts. And also, let me tell you something else. Check out that Tumblr. If she got Tumblr, look at the Tumblr, find out who she following, because you see some strange things on Tumblr. I know, I follow most of them, I'm just saying.
You know what?
Okay.
Be quiet and let Thomas finish. Because we got 6 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm going to go take like 2. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm a simple guy. If you are thinking about me, you think about me. Plain and simple. Understand that I may not always be thinking about you, but my mindset works differently than a woman's because my mindset works like this. Hey, if I miss you, I miss you. I don't always have to hit you up to say that I miss you, but sometimes I do miss you. And when I miss you enough, then I will fucking hit you up. But if not, don't consider it as me not missing you or me not caring for you or something along those lines because I'm not that physical guy who's just going to blow your phone up or you know, be at the fucking door because you ain't answering the phone or shit like that. Plain and simple. If you want to be around, you'll be around. The same way if I want to be around you, then I will be around you.
Simple guy. Like simple thing. Simple living. Just simple.
But my sex is not simple. Not at all.
I didn't say
I like
that your sex is simple.
I added. Won't you add that in there? Can you add that in there for me, please?
The sex is not simple. All right.
Thank you.
You hear me typing? I'm typing it. Sex is not simple.
I said thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I eat this motherfucking steak because I have since gotten hungry. So I made me a steak.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can cook very fucking well.
Okay, so you got to be able to eat.
Wait, I thought everybody.
Wait
a minute.
Well.
I thought everybody could eat. Wait, I'm confused.
No, everybody may not be able to eat the same things as you. Like myself, I can't eat everything that you all eat.
What you say?
Right?
They got to be able to eat, not eat certain things. But you said eat like it's not normal for people to eat. Oh my God.
You know what? You know what? I think you've been drinking way too much. Way too much.
Yeah. I didn't start out that way. See, somebody bought me this bottle and said, here. I didn't mean to get drunk.
I have been drinking since I got Charlotte.
Well, you meant to start drinking. I didn't mean to get drunk.
Mm-hmm. It was only right.
Hmm?
Did you eat?
What time is it now? It's almost 12:30. I ate, but the kids are bed at 8. So that means, like, 6:37?
Oh, shit. You need to eat something else.
I think I'm just going. No, I'm not really hungry.
I think I'm just going to ride this wave. I'm just going to ride this one on out.
She going to up her thought stop.
Yeah, she get ready to
wait
break
a minute.
All
wait
like
a minute now.
Minutes.
You
somebody
can't even
on that phone call right now.
I don't have to make a phone call. He's already here. That's who bought me the bottle to begin with.
What?
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what?
I'm joking.
Get the fuck off the phone. Go. Goodbye.
Why is
goodbye,
anybody mad at me?
Taylor, goodbye.
What?
Goodbye, Taylor.
What?
Go get your fuck on, Taylor.
I can't wait. I told him I was doing the show. He said fine. Like he's cool. He ain't like, hurry up. Like, he ain't like that scene from Baby Boy when she answered the phone and he told her to get off the phone and go tend to her man. He ain't like that. He's cool.
I am, but I be playing. I do that shit. That shit be funny as hell. I just yell random shit in the background. Yo, you gonna suck this dick tonight, right? I just yell random shit. I find out who's on the phone first, and then I say random shit. Like, if it's your mom, I'm not going to say no random shit. But if it's, like, one of your little girlfriends, I'd be like, oh, so you're going to let me eat your pussy, right, while you're on the phone?
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yo,
goodness.
The way that the look on their faces when you hear some shit like that is fucking hilarious. The look on their face is fucking hilarious.
You wrong. That's all I'm
okay.
saying. You wrong.
Well, good people, it is now time to say goodbye. Taylor, go do whatever you got to do. You nasty thought butt. I am going to say. Right.
You said thought butt, roll out, word.
Saddlebot, roll out.
Saddlebot.
Right. Saddlebot.
I'm getting ready for the bed because I have an early, long day tomorrow because I have to meet these folks tomorrow. Shout out to Jason James and Jamie and Charlotte North Carolina, Jason, for the casting call. Awesome stuff. So have a good time. Thomas, we're going to work on your list and finding you an awesome date for this year dating game as well.
Good luck on that.
Any final? We got this. So she don't have to be a special breed, and I believe the cute as a button will work for you.
Yes.
So meet us here again next week. Same time, same place, same Looney Tunes fuckery going on around here.
It'll be even worse next week.
These people are crazy. Why will it be even worse?
Because my fucking Looney Tunes will be up at a fucking sky high just because.
Oh, boy.
Pray for us. Pray for us, dear Lord. Okay. All right. Well, good night, good people.
Don't say pray for
you.
Us like I'm a fucking menace. Get it still. Stop about to roll out. Like I'm a fucking menace.
All right,
stop about to roll out.
Get
good night, everybody.
Oh, my
get
goodness.
Get bye.
Stop about to out.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.